Hey, I'm Henry Chung, and thank you for checking out my podcast. This is my first ever podcast called Who Wants the Last Bite? It's a fun tongue-in-cheek interview-like podcast where I talk about anything with the guests, anything between food, life, recent events. It's unscripted, super fun. And within the podcast, we have a segment where we get to try out some snacks from all around the world. And we'll get some honest opinions from our guests. You know, maybe something you like, maybe something you hate, anything. And if you have any ideas, just send us a comment, send me a link or a message. And if you like what I do, make sure to like and subscribe. And otherwise, enjoy the podcast.
Oh, you go hard, bro. You're the one. Because sometimes you missed out. Like, that's another thing that I learned when I was doing my podcast, bro.
Yeah.
I would chat too much with the interviewer or whoever I was going to get. And then they would say something really cool. And be like, oh, that would be, like, in my head, I would be like, man, that would have been really cool for the podcast.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure to ask that again.
Okay.
And I will forget. And you're like, damn, bro. Like, that was so good, bro. So, yeah, my recommendation, bro, don't talk too much. Like, obviously, you have to vibe with the person before you and all that sort of things. But if you can, bro, just go, like, straight on, bro. Because then they share something that you want. It would have been really good for you, like, as a podcaster.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, I'll make sure. Like, you always say that because I did it so many times, bro, that I was like, okay, I'm going to save that in my brain and I'm going to ask them again about that.
Yeah.
You forget because you start chatting of other things and blah, 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 and boom, so the whole thing goes.
So just go ahead and ask the question.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So whatever you want to start your podcast, you start it, bro, and I'll follow you.
That's awesome, man. So how big is it?
Oh.
Are we talking about a beer?
I must say, we do not possess the...
Well, shit, man. Well, fuck. So good to have you on here, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
Have you popped my cherry? Pretty excited to do this. Yeah.
My first Asian.
Yeah. First Asian guy.
No.
There you go.
Nah, just Asian in general.
Nah, man. You know, I feel like Asians and Mexicans are just, dude, we're distant relatives, man.
Yeah, man. Actually, I'll tell you a funny story. There is a lot of Asians in Latin America. Like, you've never picture it how many. Like, I've never, like, it's one of the things that you like, really? In Latin
Japanese,
America?
Though. Yeah. Japanese.
In general, bro. No, believe it or not, in Mexico, this is Chinese for us, bro.
Yeah. Well, Chinese are everywhere. You can't avoid us. We're the rats, man.
But I'll tell you, this is one of the best ones, bro. I used to be a professor. That was my career. And I feel like, oh, God, it was like God sets me up. Some of it's like every now and then it sets me up to fail. And I was like... Check in because you check for assistance as a professor, right? So it's really normal that at the beginning of the class you check for the students. I was teaching, it was like high school students in general. So anyway, I'm reading the names and I would always go from first and last name, right? So I don't know, Jose Sanchez, bam, 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 bam. I get to this girl and her name was Maria Chi. Mariachi.
Mariachi.
Nice. And imagine my face and my reaction to, like, I'm holding a list of names. And I'm like, Jose Sanchez, Mariachi. And I literally just fucking, like, I was like, Mariachi? And then this, obviously, Asian chick stands up and she's like, here. I really wanted to laugh, so I was just like holding myself. I was just like, your name is Mariachi? I was like, and she's like, yeah. And everybody started laughing, obviously. Yeah. And I was like, God damn it. So I finished the list. I did my class. Where I had any of the, at the end of the class, I asked her, did you, like, are you, like, do you have another name or a nickname or something? And then she's like, no, because her other last name was Chan. So mariachi, and in Mexico there is a really famous noodle soup that we get from
Maruchan.
Yeah. And that was her fucking nickname from all. Everybody called her Maruchan, and I'm like, oh my god, that's even worse. And I'm like, oh, we're gonna stick with mariachi. And Mexicans specifically, but Latin Americans in general, we tend to take whatever hurts you the most and make you like your nickname or something that defines you.
That's a Filipino thing, man.
Bro, probably it might be a Spanish thing they take it, they put it. And like, for example, my nickname in my family, they call me El Gordo, which is the fat, like the fat. Like there's no fluffy, no fatty, no. The fat. Yeah, that's
the cream of the fat.
Thank God I'm not the darkest one, you know, because my cousin El Negro, bro, he's fucked, bro. So this chick literally, she would go by Maruchan, or someone was calling her Vargas. Vargas is the biggest mariachi band, and it's Mariachi Vargas at the Calitlán. That's the whole name, and that was her nickname, Vargas. Right? I was like, oh my god. Fucking people, bro.
I feel like mariachi is kind of a decent nickname, to be honest. It's all vibes, man.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that her parents didn't do it like, because I thought, like, man, like, they're fucking, we're naturally racist, you know?
I think we all are.
Yeah, we all are. We like to, we're like, no, we're not. But I was like, I think I asked her, did your parents knew that there was a thing called mariachi? Yeah. And she was like, no, they just... They gave me a Spanish or a Hispanic name just to kind of like fit in more.
Yeah, Maria, that's the most popular name.
Exactly. Literally, you have Jose, Maria, like it's a Jesus. It's the whole...
it's the gang.
It's the whole 24th of December, you know? You got Maria, Jesus, Jose. So those are the most common names. And yeah, they just like, okay. But, man, it was just like one of those things that I loved. It was just perfectly... Like I wish I could tell that joke, but now people will get me canceled. But but yeah, man. So yeah, now you know my nickname, the Fat.
Yeah, well, I forgot that in Spanish, so I'm gonna have to just go with the fat.
So hey, there's the Fat. I'm like, bro, what the hell is wrong with you? No, he told me that's we're fine. He's my boy, the Fat.
Yeah, dude, funny you say that. Like Asian people, like Spanish or Asian people. I feel like there's this misconception that, like, at least with the white people or everyone in New Zealand thinks that Asians are always, like, you know, super chill. We're not racist. I'm like, bro, have you been to Asia? Have you been to Mexico? They are, like, racist to your face, man.
Yeah, man. It's very normal. I remember one of my... I had this beautiful auntie. She was... One of my cousins was dating So she was dating her brother's friend, and it was so funny when she told her mom. She's like, "Mom, I'm dating one of you know my brother's friend," and she looks and turns around and she's like, "As long as not the black one, I'm happy with it." she looked at her and she's like, "Mom, you know it's the black one." Yeah. And she was like, no, why? My daughter, she's been defiled by this monster. And I'm like, god damn it.
I'm like, what kind of videos are you watching?
The fucked up part is the bro was there.
Did he speak Spanish?
No, he was just like,
yeah.
And we're just like, Jerome, just stay outside, bro. It's going to get nasty.
There'll be some flip-flops being thrown around.
But it didn't last. But yeah, it was. But yeah, man, it's so funny, like how things are, like, really, like, it's... I think it's the old generation, you know, the old generation, like, in general, they didn't have that filter. Nowadays, I try my best not to be like the older generation. Yeah, yeah. I try, because, well, you can't, first of all. you can't.
Man. Like, I mean, you can't. Turn on TV, you got Squid Game on, like...
You can't. You have to be, like, super, super, you know, PC and all that stuff. But it's... I do miss the old generation sometimes, you know. There's something about it, you know. There's this, the wars. I don't know. We still have wars, but we'll still, you know, we became pants. It's, I don't know, it's weird. But anyway, I don't know where we're going with this.
I have no idea, man. It's all good. When did you come to New Zealand?
It's been now too long. too fucking long. No, I've been in New Zealand for almost 9 years now, I think. Almost. I'm really around the corner
officially?
From there. Yeah. No. I think it's... I came... it's been a long time since I came. No. I think it was like... it was after my birthday, so it was like May something. June, I arrived to New Zealand. This was 8 years ago, and
2015.
Yeah, 16, 15.
Something like that.
I don't know. I don't want to judge you in the numbers. Sure. You're pretty. You look very way savvy.
Yeah. Don't fuck with me. I'll grill your ass. You might be good with English, but yeah. I'll fuck your ass with math.
Numbers is a language. You don't speak my language. yeah, man. So anyway, it was so funny. I just came for like, I wasn't planning to stay in New Zealand. So I was just like for me it was just, okay, Mexicans have this conception of going, leaving your country to make some money and then come back.
That's
the whole kind of like deal now, but you know, I've noticed that a lot of cultures, they also, it's like, get the fuck out of your country but don't come back, you know, like just get out and make a better life over there and all that sort of thing. For us, there's a very big common thing that people that even go to like just to the States just to make some money, they send money back to Mexico to start building a house, that kind of stuff, you know. So anyway, that was kind of like the plan. Sadly, you don't make money in New Zealand.
And you spent all the money, didn't you?
Yeah, you don't even make money like at all. Like, if you make money, it's because you're Chinese. That's it, you know. Like, I don't see people my color making money. But the interesting part is that I came to New Zealand, and I was gonna do that. Just, you know, save money. That was it. You know, that was it. Save money and go back to my country. As Trump would like it, but. In my case, it was an interesting transition because when I arrived, as I told before, I was a professor, so I wanted to work obviously in my industry. So I started looking for jobs as a professor, and nobody, like there was like, because I'm an English professor, but I'm an American English professor, which. Sadly, that's like, you know, the Down syndrome of all the English language. You know, they see us as like, oh, you speak English? Like, oh, he's an American. So, yeah, it sucks. It turns out that's the English that we get taught in Mexico. So anyway, I started like kind of like just looking out, like around to see what work I could do. Because the pay that teachers had here in New Zealand was just, like, depressing. I was just like, man.
Can't be worse than the States, though.
In the States, you can pay a little bit more because you have to be dodging bullets. But I don't know. I never applied in the States, so I'm not sure if it's true. But they say that the bullets is true. No. So anyway, long story short, the pay that, this is no joke, as a professor of like those like English schools that they have in the city, like they're always teaching like foreign students. That was the only place I could apply, because my certifications and my bachelor's and all that stuff, it's not valid here. So for me to do it, I would have to fully study again and blah, blah, blah to get it all. So I was like, hell no, like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
And when I saw they were paying like, this is 8 years ago, so they were offering me like, 23-24 an hour.
Okay.
22-23. As a labor, I was getting offered 25. And I said, all right. Plus, they told me, it's just going to be like, you might be able to get like 20 hours a week. And I'm like, 20 hours? Like, how do you survive on that? Like, I came here to work. Like, not to be
a labor on the side.
That's what I was thinking. So anyway, so I said, F this, I'm going to just, you know, I'm just going to go and get to work in construction. So I was blessed enough. Like this happened like within a week that I arrived. So I was like straight away looking for bum 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 bum. And then I was blessed enough. There was an agency that they were looking for laborers. And that's the one that I saw. And they sent me to the, there was a TBNZ, a project at the moment for a company called Fletcher's. And we were like almost at the end of the construction. So it was like a month or 2 months before it finished. So I got there and it was fun, bro. Like I was working there. Next door, they were building what it's now the convention center. But at the time was just getting demolished, everything that was built there. So I was just like, everybody told me, he's like, hey, you know what? Once we finish this job, we're probably going to go next door. And I was just like, I don't know. Because everybody was like, oh, demo work is the hardest thing. Ooh. And I was doing all the job that I was doing at the TBNZ was just vacuuming, cleaning, you know, doing like Mexican stuff. You know, we're really good at cleaning. So
I was like, hey, you applied for the wrong job, hey, man.
I was like, hey, man, this is, you know, this isn't even race accurate, you know. And no, it was fun. You know, I was like, I was, you know, just doing the whole cleaning and all that stuff. And I would see like the guys from demolition works like all the time covering mud and shit. And I was just like, nah, I don't want to do that. But it came to the day that they were finishing the job. They told us, what do you want to do? Like, if you don't want to go next door, we're going to get you to jump around on construction sites. And when they said jump around construction site, I was like, I'd rather have something like secure, you know? So I went to the convention center and it was tough, bro. Like it was really hard work. Like I've never broken concrete in my life. So I was doing all the concrete breaking, nice, shoveling, all that, you know, like bro. And the hard part is that I was working with a lot of Samoans and Tongans, and man, those guys, bro, like they're lazy if they're born here, but if they come from the islands, bro. Man, that's a joke for the no, but the guys that come from the freaking islands, bro, they're machines, bro. Like there was this guy, his name is La Pepa, and he was a young Samoan kid, bro, barely spoke English, bro. Bro, man, he could shovel for days, bro. Like I would try to compete against him. Like I'd be like, nah, man, I'm gonna make a bigger hole than you, you know? Like, well, shovel them. Nah, man, this kid just fucking throw me out of like, and it was just really fun. Like obviously the camaraderie and all that stuff. We were just, you know, having fun, and I really liked hanging out with them. And it was fun, bro. Like the job was pretty good. They were giving us a lot of hours as well. So I was working like from 5 a.m. to like 5 p.m. every day. So to me, it was just like, this is where I came from. You know, I came to get the money and blah, blah, blah. But by 6 months, I was really homesick. Because Mexico doesn't exist in Iselan. No, you know, man. There's nothing about Mexico.
Hell no.
Nothing. So the food.
There's that restaurant called Mexico. They suck.
It's terrible, bro. It's terrible. I don't like shaming, but yeah, it's terrible. anything that sells Mexican food apart from meat, no. Believe it or not, it's really hard as well to make. Even for us, we struggle to make the real deal because our food is really fresh.
Yeah.
So for us to get the chilies just by starting like that, it's impossible. You know, they come from Mexico and they're all frozen or they're dried, but they're already way too dry. So they lose their, like, so don't get me started with that. So anyway, I was like 6 months and I was staying in a illegal backpacker house, which sucked as well because this house had like we were like 60 people in one house. It was full of like just French, German that would come stay for a day or two and leave and blah blah blah. So I was sharing my room. I was sharing it with like 5 more people, but it was $100 a week. So
nice.
And it was Chinese owned.
Nice. That's how we do it, baby.
Yeah, man. I was like, man, this bitch is making fucking $6K a week. Like, god damn, bro.
It's just math, man. So let me get it straight. Okay, so you're an English professor. You work construction. You do comedy. You have a food business on the side. Is there a job that you won't take from New Zealanders?
I'm also the tortoise, bro. Yeah. You forgot that one. You forgot that one. Yeah. Now a content creator as well. So bring it on.
Taking all your jobs.
Man, there's a lot of... they say there's not enough people to work, so might as well I have 10 jobs, you know? I will fail in every single one of them, but...
So you probably do a better job than everyone else.
I'll try. But not according to my wife. But... yeah, man, it was interesting. It was really, really, really interesting doing that whole process.
Yeah.
And
I'm keen to know more about the food business. Walk me through it. Like, what got you started, man?
It's hers, bro. Like, literally, this is where it gets interesting. A lot of people think it's my business, but it's not. It's hers. Like, she gets all the money. I don't even get paid, bro. This is
you're just the mascot at this point.
Exactly, bro. I'm the mascot. No, believe it. Mascots get paid. I'm that's for me. It's a slavery, bro. Because it's not even volunteer work, bro. I'm like, it's my day off. Why the fuck do I have to work? But yeah, obviously, happy wife. You sleep with your balls attached, and I had to help her. She wanted to, because she was obviously being Mexican. She was in the cleaning industry. She's always been Mexican. Nice. Always been Mexican, as far as I know. I think she's way more Mexican than me because she doesn't even speak English. that's why I'm able to talk freely. She would never listen to this. Now, so long story short, she was working in the cleaning industry, and. She got a little bit tired of like just the job in general. She was like, I need to do something different. I'm not happy. I wanna do something else. And because she was also getting homesick by being in New Zealand, she's a very, really like house raised girl. So she was like really attached to her family and all. She was like really, really homesick. I tried to take her to a lot of the Mexican restaurants just to lift her up. But every single time I took her, she was just like, man, what is this? And blah, blah. And then one day I told her, it's like, man, you should teach people what Mexican food is. And she was like, nah, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, you know what? I should do it. And I thought I was just being nice to her.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, yeah, I'm going to do it. Like, yeah, I love this. And I was just like, oh, but I'm not sure, like, because we're still in Ibiza. I don't know if we can open a job. We need a lot of permits. And she was like, no, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Like, we're going to. We need
permits.
Yeah, we're not.
No, just, you just do like need permits. Chinese lady.
No, no.
With the $100 a week, man.
Bro, I have such the bad luck that if I do something illegally, I would get caught, bro. That's why I'm like, I wish I could be like, hey, this is a sneaky Mexican. Nah, man, I try my best to do everything by the book. Because fuck, with my luck, bro, I'm always crying for bad luck. So, yeah. Man, she started investigating everything, obviously because of the broken English. I was always like kind of like translating for her and helping her. And then once she got like all the information and that she was able to open up, you know, a business, she was like, all right, I'm literally gonna do it, because we already had a kid before, so our kid was born and everything, and we got pregnant again. And she was like, no, you know what? Definitely we're going to do the business. Because the whole pregnancy process with her first kid, she spent it cleaning houses. So she was like, I'm not happy cleaning houses with this big-ass belly, so I'm not going to do it.
I'm going to clean dishes.
Yeah. And plus, the best part is that when you obviously are, you're kind of like your own boss, you can do whatever you want. You know, like, she wanted to work a few days a week. We found something called the night markets. So she was like, I'm going to be selling there, like, once or twice a week. And whatever extra money I make from there, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be better than me cleaning houses, you know, 24/7. So it was kind of interesting because she applied for everything. We got all the processes going through, and I told her we need to create a brand because they ask you for a brand, of course, to get all your council approvals and all that stuff. And she was like, oh, I don't know. Well, let's go for it. Like, she was doing like all this girly Mexican stuff. And I'm like, babe, no one knows nothing about that. Like, everything that you're asking, no one knows about it. And she was like, but what do you mean? Like, we're teaching them. And I'm like, yeah, but still kind of like pull them in a little bit. You know, like, you cannot go for full on. She wanted to call it like Senaduría Esmeralda. And you're like, the fuck is this? Sounds like a telenovela, like a soap opera, you know? And
El Diablo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sounded like that, you know? And even though El Diablo, that would have been, you know, a little bit better. So anyway, I told her, hey, why don't you just use my face? At the time, I was starting to do comedy. So I wasn't, not even, I was just doing open mics, nothing important, you know, just your average, you know, two people public open mic. So Reverie didn't even exist, bro. I was doing Ding Dong, Thirsty Dog, like those bars are almost gone. I think they don't exist. Thirsty Dog is gone. There was another bar like next to Family that we used to do there. Yeah, it was like nothing, bro. Like, it was just shit. And I told her, it's like, I would always wear the hat. I will always wear the hat, and I would tell her, you know what? Why don't we use my face? Like, you don't like social media. Why don't I just help you out, do like promos and blah blah? And a friend of mine did a little cartoon of me of like wearing the hat and all that stuff. And I said, everybody in New Zealand loves the movie Blood In, Blood Out. Apparently, that's how they know Mexico. Or Narcos, either or, which are horrible reference for our culture, but whatever, you know. And Blood In, Blood Out is like, I don't know if you've seen the movie Once We Were Warriors.
Okay.
That's like a New Zealand staple of...
I know the reference.
Yeah. So it's our version of
Narcos.
But of Once We Were Warriors. So Blood In, Blood Out, it talks about the Chicano culture, but it's everything is Mexican, but it's Mexican-American culture.
Yeah.
So you have all this mixture of people that grew up in LA, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they have a lot of phrases, a lot of, you know, blah, blah, blah. And one of the most common phrases that they have one is one batos locos or carnal, which means brother. Yeah. And I said, hey, why don't we use, because carnal is, you know, not too Mexican-American, but it's also really Mexican as well. Mm-hmm. So why don't we use carnal? Like, carnal is really, really funny. And she was like, I don't want it. And I was like, come on, tacos el carnal. Come on. I ended up kind of like cornering her to like...
It's starting to become your business. Choose it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, it's mine, you know. And she said, okay, you know, if you're going to be like doing all the... why am I judged? Like, it's yes. I'm not going to be doing any
Let
of
a
the
man social. Make decisions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, thank you, baby. Here's the money. And we put it in, we put all the applications, everything, and COVID happened. So as soon as COVID happened, obviously everything went in lockdown, nobody was working, the applications were all frozen, blah, blah. Then I think it was one of the first times that they kind of like, okay, we're going to come out of lockdown, and we're going to be like fully working and blah, 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 blah. It's, you know, this and that, we're going to go back to normality. We got the letter of approval for her business. So she got the business number. She got the approval from the council to sell the food and prepare and all that stuff. And she was like, let's freaking roll. Like I'm already pregnant. She was, I think she was like 5 months, she was 5 months in, almost 5 months in, or 5 months in. I think she was 5 months in. And she was like, let's roll, like whatever we can make right now, it's going to help us and blah, 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 pay all the ACC stuff, you know, like kind of like get everything rolling so we can, if you are working, there's like a, not a benefit, but it's like when you obviously go into, when women have their kid, they get like that, like maternity leave from the government
Yeah.
She wanted to get that one. As a business worker, which is not as big as when you're an employee, but still you get a little bit of cash. So it was like, let's put it in, let's work, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, perfect, let's do it. The day that we opened, bro, we went to Papa Totoy. That was the first day that we opened up the business. She went full on Mexican, bro. She was like, I want to sell all of these dishes that nobody knows. She was going to do tacos de carnitas, tacos de tinga, tortas ahogadas. And I'm like speaking another language and nobody. And I'm like, babe, why don't we do like nachos or like chimichangas or like, you know, something that everybody knows. And she was like, no, this is what we said. We said we were going to do, like, we're going to teach them real Mexican. And I was like, yeah. Like, I get that. Like, let's do that. Yeah. But let's, like,
start at beginner level, yeah. You know?
Let's a little, why don't we kind of, like, start with just two or three dishes that are a little bit known to everybody. So she was like,
Chicken Caesar tacos.
Yeah. Fuck off. I don't even know. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, tuna salad tacos.
Oh, wow.
That's the shit, man.
Yeah, man. That sounds like my culture. So anyway, she agreed. We started like doing quesadillas and nachos and chimichangas. That was like the three. And then the other three was like the tacos and this and that, but real like Mexican style. And funny enough, that day we just sold all the people, what people knew. So the chimichangas, the nachos, and the quesadillas flew, like, boom.
Yeah.
They sold out. And the rest that she wanted to sell, nobody bought it. Because nobody knew. Like it was like, what is that? And so because of the investment that we did for the business and everything that we needed to buy to open up the shop and everything, we didn't have enough money to buy a van. So we had to use we had two cars. And I told her the plan was to sell Saturdays at Friday. Yeah, take your time.
I think we're recording.
Okay.
Yeah, we got sound coming through. But shit, man, let's kind of switch gears a little bit, man.
True, bro.
I'm keen to know, like, how what's the relationship with food when you're a kid, man? I mean, she's like, hey, bitch, what'd you say to me?
Siri just heard you, bro.
So you're called the fat, you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Assuming that you love food as a kid?
No. Believe it or not, I wasn't not even fat, bro. I was just a little bit big, but I was the fattest, though.
Yeah.
So in the term of I wasn't fat, but it was like, yeah, he's bigger, so we'll just call him fat. What is this?
Lemon tea, man. So throughout this whole segment, we're going to be hitting you up with some food and we're going to have you try some shit.
Some.
Yeah, man.
I love trying Asian stuff, bro. I love it. Like, it's one of my, I wish I could do content about it, because I don't know what it is, and sometimes my reactions are not the best ones.
That's all good, man. Your reaction will be the most honest. Yeah. So this is OG from Hong Kong. This is just lemon tea, man.
Lemon tea.
It's just lemon tea.
Well, it says irreplaceable taste, so does it mean that I'm going to lose my taste then?
Yeah, it's good. Give it a go.
Let's see. A little bit of ASMR. Fuck, it's good.
Now you're gonna get to relax. What do you think?
Literally, lemon tea.
Yeah, it's good, man.
It's good.
It's just really simple.
It's refreshing, bro.
Yeah, dude. So it used to be so hot back in Hong Kong that I think it was like, 30 some degrees, but it's like humidity's all the way up. And I used to go back and I was accustomed to like, you know, New Zealand weather or American weather, what's a bit drier. It was so hot that I would keep sweating every block I walked. So there's a 7-Eleven every block. That's how busy it was. I counted there was 3 7-Elevens in one city block.
Nice.
Just one street. You go here, there's one, and you ping pong to the other street, nice. There's another one. And I remember just walking that one block, I walked into both 7-Elevens, and I bought one of these, and I chugged it. By the time I got to the other one, I was like, hey, I'm still thirsty, I'm still hot. Let's get another one.
Nice. And they sell it here in New Zealand now.
Yeah. It's just at Costco. Yeah, man.
Costco.
I mean, you can buy them anyway. They're pretty ubiquitous.
I've always go to Costco. Well, I'll go for the pizza, but
yeah, dude, Vitasoy. This is the
sponsor.
This is like the Pepsi. Nah, dude, they're not paying me, but I fuck with them.
No, no.
They're like the Pepsi of just like drinks in Hong Kong, man. They own a bunch of stuff.
Man, nice.
Yeah. Vita Soy. Well, look it up.
Make sure to... What's the name of the podcast? I never asked you.
Who Wants the Last Bite?
Who Wants the Last Bite?
Yeah. Oh. So it's supposed to be a food podcast.
Make sure to sponsor.
Yeah. We kind of like... I don't know what I wanted out of the podcast so far, but kind of wanted to go through like... What are some weird things about food that we go into, you know? Like,
nice, nice.
Like, for example,
He's about to say, I eat human or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I've tried human. And
I've eaten a part of my own flesh before.
Oh, man, that's what happens.
Didn't taste like anything. Pretty good. Pretty mild.
It's like very odd. You should put soy in it next time.
Who?
Just put soy on you.
Soy?
Yeah, man. Just eat yourself.
Just sweat a little bit, you know, marinate it.
That's what I do with, if I'm ever going to eat myself, put hot sauce.
What part of the body do you think is the tastiest?
According to some cannibal friends that I have, according to myth, is that humans taste like pork. Humans taste like pork. That's what they say.
Sure. We're like 98% similar by DNA.
Something like that. Some more, some less. Just look at me. But
the fat.
Yeah, the fat. But believe it or not, in Aztec culture, we have a dish called pozole. So pozole it's still made, we still eat it. That's like a traditional dish from our culture. It's indigenous. It's a Mexica word, pozotl, and originally used to be a delicacy just for the royals. So they would cook it and prepare it with the human meat from the people that would capture or the enemies or whatever. They would boil it and cook it and all that stuff.
Nice.
And now we use pork.
Nice. They're like, tastes the same. Tastes like human. And smells like human.
And I think our indigenous are like, all right. Yeah. Since the Spanish don't let us eat ourselves.
Yeah.
In case this works. I would say maybe the stomach should be the best part of it, because usually the stomach is kind of like the belly, you know, all that stuff, like all the fat stuff, you know.
Well, are you talking about stomach or like the organ, or are you talking about the belly, man?
Both, man.
Because they're very different cuts.
Yeah, different cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're it's so funny. Every time we go to like those Asian, because it's the only place we can find cuts for our food. We
eat everything.
Oh man, it's same for us. Same for us. The Chinese was marveled because we were asking whether there's a dish that we call menudo.
It's
not the menudo from the Filipinos, but it's menudo for us. And we use the inside of the stomach and all that sort of thing, which is like very fibery. And the Chinese guy was just like, "Why are you like why are you?" And my favorite tacos, one of my favorite tacos, is tongue tacos, bro.
Yeah.
Man, talk and brain tacos, bro.
Lingua?
Sesos. Yeah, lingua.
Yeah.
Man, those tacos are fuck, bro. Those especially in green salsa, bro. Man. That takes you to the moon, bro.
Yeah, man.
Moon and back. So
I got a story for menudo, man.
Oh. Okay.
So I lived in Seattle for a long time.
Okay.
It's not like a huge like Mexican culture.
There's
enough taco places.
We're everywhere.
There's enough food. It's like Chinese. There's enough like tacos. There's enough food. Like I've been there.
Yeah.
And dude, I used to go to this taco place. Shout out to El Sabor back in Shoreline, Seattle area. And they're like a good little, you know, dinky little store. Pretty decent, cheap. And I just remember seeing these old fucking old head Mexican dudes eating the soup, man.
Yeah.
Eating the soup. And at first I was like, hey, this looks red. Looks kind of like a stew. Pretty sick. And I looked at it. Don't know what it was. Saw the menu. Saw menudo. And then I just thought, oh, pretty interesting. Walked in another time. Two fucking old heads eating menudo.
Nice.
In a cold day. I was like, oh, shit. Maybe there's something. I love a good, like... Entrails?
Stew,
yeah. I love a good entrails. Yeah. I would eat like tribe. I would eat everything. And then I was like, fuck it. Let's get one. Let's get a menudo.
Nice.
Ate it. Fucking hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it too spicy or was it just too too greasy, or what was it?
Oh, like that's the thing. It's like, I don't hate organ. I love organ. I've grown up like eating organ, like beef, tripe, and whatnot, everything.
Yeah.
And maybe it was that particular, maybe it was El Sabor fucking it up, but it literally tastes like organ water. Like, it didn't taste...
Okay, so yeah, they fucked it up.
It didn't taste like soup. It didn't taste like nice. It didn't taste like beef.
Nah, they fucked it up then. Because the redness of the stew, of what you call it, is the chilies that we put in it. So pozole is the same thing. Yeah. Pozole is exactly the same thing, but it gets cooked with the maize. Like, so the corn maize gives it a little bit like corn flavor soup, you know, kind of type. So it's very different, a little bit different from menudo. But yeah, menudo, if you don't put enough chilies and enough condiments in there, it's going to taste like what you just said. Like, so I'm pretty sure they fucked it up.
Yo, yeah. I got 2 strikes. So this is my rule for food, man. I give everything 3 strikes.
Nice.
Right? I'll try it. Even though that first time sucked, I was like, hey, you know, maybe they're just messing it up.
Yeah.
It's on the menu. It can't be that bad. I'll give it one more time, man.
The same place you try it again?
I tried it at a different place.
Was it a little bit better or same flavor?
Same. I was like, dude, what is going on?
Wow.
It just felt like it's maybe one of those foods where it's just a bit too ethnic to be serving in a place like Seattle.
Did they give you tortillas with it and all that stuff?
I forgot, man. Like, I don't mean that the food is not good. I just mean that they don't put enough, like, energy into making that dish good.
I would guess, because Seattle is literally next to Canada, so I would guess probably they still struggle to get a little bit of...
Dude, it's white as hell.
Yeah. Bro, that's where...
There's some good ones. Like, it's not difficult.
Bro, that's where grunge was born. That's the whitest friggin' genre ever, bro. So, you know, it's just angry white people. I want to kill myself!
I feel like emos and Mexicans are like the opposite spectrum. Like, emo music and, like, mariachi band.
I get you a really cool story, bro. There's this really famous Mexican comedian. His name is Franco Escamilla. He has like 20 Netflix specials. He's like massive. He's probably, if not one of the biggest Spanish-speaking comedians in the whole world. And he tells a story about one time when he was in school. Apparently, this Japanese, they were all Asians. It was a group of like scientists and stuff like that went to his school to look at them. Because apparently, it turns out that Mexico is considered one of the happiest places in the whole world.
And all the cocaine.
I wish, bro. Believe it or not, we sell it. We don't use it, bro. Like, that's the we don't have a drug problem in Mexico.
Too expensive.
No, but we can afford it. We can't afford it, bro. Like, honestly, the people that use cocaine in Mexico is because they have money, bro. So we're talking about the 1% of the population.
It's the money that makes them happy, not the cocaine.
Yeah, bro. So we sell it, bro. We don't use it. We always, that rule of don't get high on your own supply goes like hardcore in our culture. So anyway, long story short, bro, the guy tells us that this they were like taking photos and videos and asking them questions, and they were like, why? And he said, because you turns out you're the happiest, and we want to see what's making you happy. And the funny thing is that we have so much bad stuff happening to us, like really just bad stuff, that we laugh about it. And that's why I've struggled so much with comedy in general, because when I do comedy in Spanish, it gets really dark. Like, when I do comedy with my own people or with Latinos in general, that joke is like, our countries, our lives is so fucked up that in the end, we were like, well, you have two ways of doing this. Either you dig yourself a bigger hole and just keep crying in it.
Yeah,
or just laugh about it. You know, like, fuck it. Just like,
you need a way to cope, man.
Yeah, exactly. So for us, it's just like the darkest jokes you could hear, bro. Yeah. Like the darkest. Like people don't have filter over there. Like first time I did comedy back in Mexico, because I started doing comedy in New Zealand, so I started straight away in English, and never tried in Spanish until I did a few shows around here in Spanish and blah, blah, blah. But I was still holding myself from a lot of the jokes because I didn't want to get in any trouble. I went back to Mexico, got on stage, and I opened mic, man. All the comedians were, like, talking about, like, I was just like, holy, Like, what? Here I am. I'm the hardest joke that I had. It was like, I couldn't find my penis one time. That was probably my hardest joke that I had, bro.
They were like, are you okay?
Yeah, bro. And all this guy was like talking about how much he's, I think the joke was like, he beats his girlfriend and he wanted to stop, but now she likes it. So now he has to do it. Nice. Bro, fuck me. I was like everybody was laughing, the whole, like, it was a full room and people were just laughing, bro. And I was just like, damn, bro, like, what the hell. And now I think it's being adapted a little bit, like they dial it down a little bit, because there were some hard comedians that they came out and they said some like really hardcore jokes, and they're like, okay, I think we're going a little bit too far. Why don't we kind of like, let's respect a little bit. So I think comedy's getting a little bit more of that, but still way more harsh, which is funny with comedy in New Zealand, because I always like, man, British comedy is rough. Like, British comedians, when they go to America, people are like, holy, like, god damn, son, that was offensive as hell, you know? And New Zealand follows so much British comedy. And
British comedy is so dry.
It's so weird, man. Like, still don't understand it.
Sometimes I watch it and just like, dude, why is it? Like, look, you know, I have a story. There's a comic that I follow that I'm not going to name names, but there's a comic that I follow that during COVID, and I thought, man, like, let me check out what this deal is. Like, comedy's pretty interesting, but I never thought about doing it.
No.
And I would watch a special, right? I'd watch a special, and I thought, like, dude, what? He's doing the fucking Apollo Theater, and this is, like, not funny. People were eating it up, and at first, like, this is just being fully honest, right? At first, I just thought, like, the fuck? Like, I could do better. And then later on, like, despite knowing that maybe that's a different style of comedy, I still respected the delivery and the practice and the pay. Like, the execution was good. The joke telling was good. I just didn't like the joke. So, like,
comedy is very subjective as well. Yeah. I think that's one of people think that, drama and I don't know. Like, there's a lot of genres that you can find that people think like, oh, this is the hardest thing to do. And I'm like, nah, man, comedy. Like, people don't know. Nah, bro. Like, for real. Because what I believe, something is funny, it could be funny for three people. But then the rest of the world could be like, the fuck, bro? Like, that's not funny at all. Or they could be like, I didn't like it. You know, like, it's so weird. Like, it's, I always compare comedy to food. I always say comedy and food, because every time, which is really funny, every time when I promote my wife's tacos and all that stuff, people are like, yeah, I know. Sounds a little bit dead.
Onlytacos.com.
Yeah, she has the best she has the most successful OnlyFans account, bro. Like, she doesn't know it, but she does.
She doesn't know it.
She still doesn't know it.
That's a joke right there.
Yeah, man. Wait till she finds that. But yeah, anyway, the funny thing is that, or the whole situation there is that, I always tell people, because everybody comments, what about this place? What about this place? I tried your tacos. I hated them. Blah, blah, blah. I get all these comments. Not all the time, but every now and then, especially when I do like TikTok live or whatever, just to promote the tacos, you get all these comments coming around. And I said, bro, if you didn't like it, it's fine. You know why? Because food is very subjective, bro.
Yeah, man.
Like, I remember I did a pie review. My favorite pie place is called Blue Rose Cafe. I freaking love the pies, man. I love them. I like, to me, that's what a pie should taste. Period. To me, you know? And I posted it and I said that thing. I was like, pies are like blah, 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 blah. And pies should be like, I love this pie. Bro, I had so many comments from people like, nah, bro. What's wrong with you? Like, you haven't even tried this place and you blah, 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 you're wrong and I hate you. And I'm like, bro, it's sick.
You need to try this deli down my road, man. They make the best.
No, my mom tastes the best pie. And I'm like, bro, like, how the fuck am I going to taste your mom? I mean, the pie, you know? Like,
I'll taste your mom and the pie. Well, speaking of subjective, I got something to hit you.
All right.
That you're going to love.
Hit me.
So, I'm sure you've heard. You heard of durian?
Oh, bro. I want to record that shit.
All right, hell yeah.
I wanted to do a video.
Yeah. I just got to make sure that this is still recording.
Yeah. Yeah, we can.
All right, we can start over.
All right, wait, let me.
I can also send you the footage if you want.
Good, bro. All right, so.
Sweet.
What are we doing?
Hell yeah, man. So today we're going to have you try some durian.
I've never tried durian in my life.
Just talking about. Well, this is not the real deal, right? It's freeze-dried. So, you know, this is like the baby step. It's like the training wheels for durian.
Now, why? Well, I've seen a lot of comments and I've heard a lot of stories about this. Why do they say that you cannot carry it on the train or you cannot carry... Like, I've seen like...
Because it smells like cat piss.
Oh. Well, I've never owned a cat, but I imagine...
Want to try some cat piss? Here, have a sip of this.
Bro, I just already finished it. That's delicious.
That's not lemon tea. That's cat piss. I've been lying this whole time.
Let's go, bro. Fuck. Give me some durian then.
Nah, man. But durian, so this comes from Thailand, but durian is like the most polarizing fruit you can fucking find on Earth.
Okay. And this is...
It's just freeze-dried. So, like, the wet stuff, the real fruit is, like... Dude, the real fruit tastes like a banana. And it's, like, super creamy.
Okay.
But the thing is, it does smell like cat piss. Just take a whiff before you try. Just take a whiff.
All right.
It's pretty subdued. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh man, it doesn't smell bad. Like, it's.
How do you describe this?
I don't know, man.
It smells like durian.
That would be the name I would put it to the smell, because I don't know if it smells like something else that I've smelled before.
It's just like a super funky, like slightly musty taste, but it has like this fruit undertone to it.
Okay.
So, this is pretty like this is like baby steps. This is nothing like the real fruit, but it's got like some flavor.
I've also heard, is it true like the real fruit also like the smell lasts for like days?
Nah.
So that's just like just myth.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I heard like you need to put some gloves when you touch it because the smell is gonna stain.
It's just fruit, man. I love the fruit.
Okay. Love the fruit. And it grows just in Thailand or it grows everywhere?
It grows in like Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia, yeah,
like tiny in Vietnam.
Do you just eat it as a fruit? Do you prepare it? Is there any like other dishes?
It comes. Have you seen jackfruit?
Yeah.
So it comes out like this big spiky ass.
Yep.
I feel like durians have killed like at least double digit people every year.
Really,
dude? If this drops on you and it weighs about like 8 or 9 kilos, it will kill you.
Damn.
And they grow on
tall trees. Okay. So I was like. Okay, picturing. Damn.
Dude, this fruit could be this big.
Damn.
And it weighs heavy. If it falls on you, you're...
Yeah. Sounds like me.
You're done, dude.
Yeah, it sounds like me. Damn. Okay. All right.
Give it a try.
Let's give it a try. Cheers. Durian.
What do you think?
Can I try another one?
Yeah, for sure.
It's not bad. I'm just gonna say that it's not bad. I just want one. Okay.
It kind of has like a banana taste to it. It's like a fermented banana.
There is, I don't know if it's because it's dry, but it tastes to me like, have you, cassava?
Yeah.
Has that texture, like at the end. But the flavor is like it smells, like how it smells. Like I'm tasting now the smell.
Imagine this, but like maybe probably 10 times stronger in smell. Just it's like everywhere. If you love it, dude, it's like the best fruit because it's soft. It's like gooey. It has just a little skin on it, so it's, the texture is super good. You bite it, and then it pops, and then it's just like custard. And it's like that, all that fruit flavor just comes right at you.
Can you buy it fresh here in New Zealand?
Yeah, you can buy frozen. Yeah. All right. Well, fuck. You sound like you survived durian.
I'm gonna buy it, bro.
Yeah. Also, Costco.
Really?
This is not sponsored by Costco.
is this like what do you call like those? Is Costco now like a Chinese?
Bro, have you seen Costco? It's all Chinese people, man. I have Chinese people usually, are very stoic. Like when they're out and about, they don't usually like smile or anything. Yeah. But you know, with like white people, when they walk past, they got to give you that. They got to be that like eye, like the eyes don't move, but yeah. I don't know what you call it. We got to give it a name, the Jeffrey.
Yeah, the Jeffrey.
They just got to give you a little fake smile. But Chinese people don't do that. They don't look you in the eye. They don't give a shit. And they just walk straight past. And I love that. And the only time where you see Chinese people are happy for no particular reason in public is when they're waiting in line at Costco for samples. Especially expensive shit. So there was this line for steaks.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. They were like 40, 50 bucks a kilo. And you just see all these Chinese people just waiting in line. They're just staring straight ahead. Just having a good time. Just watching this fucking lady fry up some steaks.
Nice. Yes, yeah. Nice. Well, I'm definitely going to buy the real thing, bro, and try it now. Because I really like that thing. It's like,
try the real fruit. Really, the frozen stuff is not too bad.
Not too bad.
Okay. Yeah. And
can you eat it cold, like frozen like that? Like,
nah, I wouldn't eat it frozen. It kind of ruins the whole.
When you let it unfreeze, the smell starts, I guess.
You will know, dude. You will definitely know. You will pick up the scent almost right away.
Oh, shit.
It's dank. Nice. Yeah. If you want to ruin the office, you want to just kick everyone out of the office. Just drop some durian in the kitchen. Yeah.
Nice. That's good to know. A bit of advice. That's like really good advice. Asian advice.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Well, they say you can't bring it on the plane or the bus.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I've seen. Like, man, that's crazy.
Cool.
Definitely. Right. Nice.
Well, we got more shit for you to try.
Oh, let's go. Let's
see. Who wants the last bite, man?
next piece is actual cat. Do you try the piece now?
You know how they say raining cats and dogs in New Zealand?
One of my best favorite videos from a content creator is that he goes to I think he's in China, bro. And he tries some and he's like, is it chicken? And the Asian dude is just has like the best smirk on his face. Yeah. And he's like, meow, meow,
meow, meow.
And he was like, meow, 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 meow. But he's like, he looks at the camera and he's like, meow, meow, and eats it.
Here to bust the myths. I don't think people eat cats.
I don't think so, bro.
There's nothing to eat.
I agree on that one. On the other hand, we do that in Mexico as well. We do that. Bro, one of my favorite tacos when I was growing up, legit, was my favorite tacos.
Still is.
No, they're gone because the guy got caught because he was using dog meat, bro.
Oh, that's why they were so good.
He had, like, the secret of Mexican food in general, bro, is the salsas, bro. There's a very huge misconception about Mexican food being spicy. There is a few dishes that are spicy since the beginning, but the majority of our dishes are not. However, we love putting spicy stuff on top, right? So tacos in general, whatever taco it is.
Yeah, tacos aren't spicy.
Yeah. They're not spicy.
Yeah.
But we have the salsas there. So a lot of the taquerias or any place that sells tacos in Mexico, they have like a lot of small containers of different flavored salsas, like pineapple, peanuts, you know, all sort of like anything you can think of, and then you just put it on your tacos and boom, yam yourself.
Well,
I'm watering now.
This is not exactly, so what we have here, this is not exactly tacos, but it is spicy.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So what we have here is some, do you know mala? Do you know what it is? So Chinese.
In my language means bad.
Yeah. Mala?
Mala means bad woman.
Well, these are mala peanuts. It's a bad woman peanuts. these are hard hitters, man. They're cheap, they're delicious, and they're just peanuts. And these are numbing spice peanuts. So in Sichuan, they're most famous for these peppercorns that numb your mouth.
Oh,
yeah.
I, because what's the name of that? Is it Sichuan? The sauce?
Sichuan, yeah. Well, the Sichuan is the place.
Yeah, but there's something that numbs your. That's the name of the thing, or what's the name?
The Sichuan peppercorn.
Yeah, that's the pepper. The pepper that numbs you. Okay. So
here, have some of this. Sorry, I'm dishing out on the table like we're savages.
And this is the peppercorn.
Yeah, that's the peppercorn. You can eat everything if you want, but maybe try the peanut first and then work your way through some chili. Okay.
Tastes like peanut to me.
The best part about the peppercorns, it builds. When you first start out, it's like, oh, this is pretty good. As you eat more,
it gets
the spicy. Spices build up.
And numbs you.
And then your tongue, you're like, wait, what's going on with my tongue?
Mmm, nice.
And it smells pretty good.
All right, we're going to go hard with all of it.
Yeah. It's like pretty mild. Like, it's not going to like fuck you up, but... I just got cocaine in there.
I'm gonna be like, this is gonna, you're gonna find it interesting. There's a restaurant in, what's it called? The name of the restaurant in English is Best Chef. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It has an Asian name, but it's, if you Google it, it's Best Chef. And it's going to Botany, like on that side of, like, there's a lot of Asian stuff that down there.
That narrows it down to about this much. Yeah.
But the place, they sell noodles and all that stuff. They're really good, bro. They have one called Mr. Hua's special noodles. Bro, that, and it has that. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm eating those noodles, and they're my favorite, bro. Because the guy, when I order it, I think he thought I was Polynesian or something. Uh-huh. And he's like, no, it's too spicy. Like, he says Sichuan. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's okay. Like, I'm Mexican. And as soon as I say I'm Mexican, he's like, oh, you want more chili? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, of course. And he served it. And then he gave us, like, a little container with extra chili and everything. Yeah. He was just so happy, bro. He was like, oh, my God, Mexicans. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
I've only seen you in Coco.
Yeah. Bro, this thing tastes like my favorite noodles, bro. I'm gonna take a photo after we go. I'm gonna buy these things.
So this is the bag. The best part about these, man.
Costco.
No. You can buy them anywhere. These are less than $3.
Man, they taste exactly like my noodles, bro.
That's probably how they made it. They just crush a bag of these and they
maybe
just put a bag on top.
So good, man.
So what do you think? Like, where do you rate that?
Oh, man, this is a 10.
10?
Yeah, man.
Where do you rate the durian?
I think...
Out of 5. Out of 10, sure. Let's do out of 10. What do you rate this out of 10?
I'll say that 8.
Damn, that's pretty high.
But I want to try it.
The real thing. Yeah.
Because I really liked the texture... That it has that like flavor at the end that gives it, you know, like really cool. I don't know, it's something, bro. It's something I cannot describe it. That's why I compare it to that chips, the cassava. I like the cassava a lot.
It's a really funky taste. It tastes like it's already fermented, which is like.
Have you tried wanamana?
What's that? Wanamana.
Wanamana. Wanamana is, you're going to be like, holy shit, that's our durian. It's our, I don't know if you guys, wanamana. Every time, it's called, maybe it's just called sour sop.
Oh, sour sop. Yeah, I know that shit.
This one.
Yeah. It tastes like custard. They have a lot of that in Hawaii. They're everywhere.
This shit's my jam over there. Yeah. We make,
it's like guava.
We make, we make, no, guava's a little bit different. Guayaba, it's a little bit different for us. But we, it gave me that durian, yeah, gave, yeah, me, yeah, that, yeah, not, yeah, because it looks spiky from the outside, yeah, like that, but it gave me that kind of like texture,
yeah,
flavor.
Yeah, it's that like gooey floral,
yeah,
flavor.
Yeah,
I think you'll love this, man.
Oh man,
like I said, man,
Mexicans and Asians are just, we're like, don't eat that plant. Like,
yeah,
let me try it.
That's sick, man. Well, we got one more thing to kind of round it off.
Ooh,
but it's nice. Good, you know. And, you know, you survived the chili peppers. And,
oh yeah, man. And the deer. I loved it. I love it.
And
I
you're
love
gonna, it. And you're gonna love this. So this is a treat.
Okay.
This is called a pineapple cake.
Oh yes.
You have pineapple cakes?
I've had this.
Okay.
I had it by mistake.
You had it by mistake.
Yeah. Because I just saw pineapple and I thought it was gonna be a little bit something like something completely different. Yeah. And when I opened it, I was like, oh, it's a cookie.
Yeah, yeah,
and then,
yeah,
when I tried it, I was like, oh.
This is the shit, dude. This is the shit.
I've never seen this brand, though, before.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe Costco.
I bought the one that is on, like, in a yellow box. And there are squares.
There's so many.
There's so many. Okay. Here we go.
Pineapple, man, cake. Is like, it's like sex
on a beach
in a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
It's so good, man. Like, I have no hard feelings for that one. Mm. Mm.
And then you wash it down with some bubble tea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely bubble tea. Mm. Oh, yeah, man. All the way. All the way.
Where do you rate this?
Nah, this is a 100, bro. This, yeah, man. This is a 10, bro. 10. I love it, man. Like, believe it or not, I even love moon pie, bro. I know people not very fond of the red bean moon pie.
Are you talking about the...
For the Chinese New Year? Are you talking
about the chocolate pot? Mooncake.
Mooncake, sorry. Mm-hmm. Moon pie. Yeah, mooncake. Bro, I love that thing. When I said, like, beans? You know Mexicans? One of the nicknames for it's Beaner. Like, what the hell?
Just call you moon pies from now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Not many people like, though. I've met other Mexicans that, like, they don't like the texture and the flavor of the red bean because it tastes like our beans. You know, like, it has that... Like a little yeah, flavor for, but I'm like, man, I love beans. Like, I don't care if they're sweet. Yeah.
So you know, mooncake is actually traditionally made with lotus seeds. Ah. They sweeten it, and they put a fucking salty egg yolk in the middle. They put salty.
I've never tried that one, though.
Dude, so that's the OG version, right? That's the most the bean ones.
Can you find it here?
Yeah. Here's the thing, though.
Cooked me up
as a born and raised Chinese, I don't fuck with mooncakes anymore. I know. I don't fuck with mooncakes because I just don't love it. It just doesn't taste good to me anymore. You know what they do now? They make ice cream mooncakes.
Ooh.
Yeah. They make ice cream mooncakes. It's like mango filling. It's like strawberries.
Shut up. Yeah. Where?
Yeah, dude.
Where and why, dude. I didn't know.
I think this is like probably more popular in Hong Kong. But here you still find the ones made with lotus and egg yolk. Very traditional. It's like, it's not bad, dude. But I'll eat like a sliver. And I said, you know what? I've filled my quota for the year. I'll see you next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But the egg yolk's good, man. Super rich.
You know what? The only thing that I was, when you said we were going to try food, I was like, this guy's going to make me fucking eat balut.
Balut!
I was thinking that's the only thing that I've eaten by mistake that almost made me, I was dying,
dude,
bro.
Dude, so here's the thing, man. Like, I feel like I've seen this on social somewhere where some Vietnamese person was getting hella upset because it was like, you know, how dare the like this white guy say balut is gross? It's a delicacy, you know. How dare you say that about culture? I'm like, yo, I'm Chinese. We're practically the same people. I ate balut because my roommate was a Vietnamese guy, and he just went to the store, bought a dozen, a whole box, dude. These didn't come in a single pack. It comes in a fucking traditional carton, and he started cooking them. And at first, I was like, whoa, this smells like duck. This is like very, this smells like a concentrated duck food. I'm like, hey, I fuck with duck. I'll give it a go. And I see this guy eating so much fun. It's like, hey man, I gotta get in on this. I went in and sniffed one and almost yacked. Dude, this is not for your average person to
eat. It's insane, bro. Dude. Like, I bought him by mistake and ate a whole balut. Like that,
yeah. Somehow it brings out the worst of Vietnamese and French people.
Man, that thing just—I don't know. It was, oh god, I was like, I was hoping like this guy's gonna pull out those some hardcore stuff. Okay.
I don't fuck with balloon. We'll fuck both of us up.
But yeah, I think that's one of the dishes that, like, from Asia that I'll be like, yeah, no, like hard pass, really hard pass.
Yeah, man. So what's your favorite restaurant around here, besides your wife's tacos, of course?
Yeah, that Asian restaurant, bro, the best chef, bro. I wasn't joking, bro. Every time
best chef, Bob,
I this place up. Yeah, man. I literally go at least twice a month, bro. If I can, bro. If I could, bro. Thank God I don't live around there, bro. Because I'd be there at least twice a week, bro.
Okay.
If
okay,
I could, okay. Bro. The noodles, everything, the service is so good. Like, oh, yeah, man. Best chef. That's the one, bro.
Shout out to the best chef in Botany.
Bro, they're like, honestly, I try not to follow TikTok recommendations because I've followed them a few times.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck, subjective, bro? Like, yeah. So I saw this chick. They came to review. They're a Filipino brother and sister. They're quite well known now. And they came to review our food and everything. And they follow me and I follow them, blah, blah. Anyway, I saw one of their videos recommending that place. And what caught my eye was that if you like spicy noodles, this is the place to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, spicy. Because everything that is a spicy food, I love, bro. Like, you have no idea how much every time I cry when I go to a place and they have hot sauce or like, it's so funny, bro.
That's not just Tabasco.
No, man. Like, even at the Dennis, I go to Dennis and Neil in every now and then. The lady that is the manager there already kind of like recognizes me from my videos and everything.
I got you, dog.
Yeah, she's like Tabasco.
Yeah,
and
no tapatillos there.
No, Tabasco, bro. They only have that.
Do you fuck with tapatillos or Tabasco?
I like it, bro. I like
as if long you have as to pick one, man.
Valentina, bro. Well, like that's the OG. Like Valentina was the first one.
Yeah.
Then tapatillo was invented from Valentina.
Yeah.
And Tabasco was kind of like in between. Like
that's their own thing. It's Tabasco's is their own thing.
Tabasco's like the stepbrother from it's a Down syndrome brother that, you know, like we keep
dumb
him around.
For Americans.
We keep him, we keep him around. Nah, I'm just scared. Delete this joke.
We'll beep it out.
Yeah, like, we're beep. We're like, what the fuck did he say? No, but it can't be the joke. But it's Valentina to me is like that shit, bro. If I could, bro,
put out on
everything, bro.
Put on your menudo,
everything. Oh man, of course, man, of course, man. I put it everything. We put it on fruit, bro. I put it on man, like literally.
You put on the durian, man.
You
might be onto something.
Some tahini and Valentina, bro.
Yeah. Is fruit tacos a thing? It's like for vegans.
There is a dish. There for like just fruit?
I don't. Yeah, it was like a strawberry.
There was this vegan restaurant in my hometown that obviously closed down.
in Mexico,
yeah.
Not vegan. What the fuck is that? Chicken?
They were doing the the hibiscus flower.
Yeah.
We call it Jamaica.
Yeah.
And we make a drink out of it, agua de Jamaica. This lady found out like that can hold the flower insane temperatures. So she started deep frying it. And she was making Jamaica tacos. Here's the thing. It's because it's really sour. It tastes like you're eating a lemon. Like, it's just, like, really soury. So when you deep fry it, you know, it's like you're eating a deep fried lemon.
Yeah.
But with the chili and a little bit of, like, the fake cheese that the vegans eat. Yeah. It tasted horrible, bro. I tried them. I'm not going to lie. I went and tried them because I said, hey, this might be my only way to lose weight, you know?
Because the food is gross. Yeah.
And no, man, like, yeah. But this is funny enough. The first original taco, the one that was first ever created, it's with chili, just chili. So the Aztecs used to make the tortilla and just smear chili on top, roll it, and eat it. That's how they would like.
Like a fruit roll up.
Yeah. So it was literally corn with chili on top. Then when because we did the meat that we had in Mexico, we didn't have cows, we don't have horses, like all of that was imported from the Europeans. So the
horse
meat
tacos.
Yeah. The meat that they had, the meat that they have was like jaguar, monkey, like all of those animals that I'm pretty sure they would eat them.
Probably. People tacos.
Of course, man. Definitely. That was just a delicacy. That was just a delicacy. But yeah, man, I would say that if you put on a reference which hot sauce you want to try or you want to use, Valentina's all up the way. Definitely, man.
I missed a question from way back earlier. Yeah. So what part of your body do you think is the most delicious and how would you cook it?
Oh, I'd say the belly, bro. And belly? Definitely, bro. We'll definitely make it like chicharrón, bro. It sounds like
chicharrón!
It sounds like, it definitely sounds like I'm
on a spit.
Yeah, bro. I'm definitely gonna pulling out like a comedy bit for this one, but no, man, like definitely like the belly and make it like a chicharrón, fry it, bro. Put a little guacamole in it.
Salt that shit. Just, you know that TikTok thing they do?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. Make it crispy as hell.
Dude, lechon. I feel like pigs across like any Spanish cultures or Asian cultures is just so big, because like. Every country has their own version of a roasted pig, and it's just, it almost always tastes exactly the same because you don't need anything for a roast pig.
No,
you just gotta salt it.
Yeah,
you don't need anything, salt it, and you just roast the shit out of that pig, and it's like crispy. And dude,
it's heaven, bro.
Yeah,
that's why we die so young. Just eating pigs, bro.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Earlier you said about you like spicy food. There's a place you gotta hit up. All right. One of my favorites. I feel like this is kind of funny. I feel so gross after eating there every time. Ooh. It's just because like it's pretty strong, and also the food is cooked in like this oily broth, so oil soaks up all the chilies way more than liquids.
Yeah.
Right. So when the broth, I'm like watering right now. Yeah. When the broth of a lot of oil, it holds heat and it holds all the spices and the flavors, right? And this place called Hot and Spicy Pot. Just up the road, dude. On Dominion.
Is it Maya?
No. It's called Hot and Spicy Pot. Hot and Spicy. Yeah. So what it really is just a la carte. You go and pick your own pot, weigh it, and then they cook it for you.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can pick whatever you want. You're like, hey, I feel like all fish balls today. And they'll just cook you all fish balls. And dude, and then you can choose how spicy it is. You can go fucking nuclear if you want, because they got the spice trays on the side where it's just fresh chopped chili, fresh garlic, and then some chili sauce and some other condiments like peanuts, soy, and all that. So, like, if you feel like your food is not hot enough, you can go nuclear.
Nice.
And the pot that they come out with is just this massive thing, a nice layer of oil, it's red. And they give you a bowl of rice. Bro, you go to town on that thing. It's good, man.
I'm going to be. You're going to see it in one of my blogs, bro. Definitely, bro.
And it's just so, and it's crazy because like, when they bring out the food, it's always in this such an oversized bowl. Oh. Like the bowl's this big.
Oh.
So you get like maybe say 400 grams of food.
Nice.
You know, it's pretty decent amount. Like it's got some veggies and whatever.
Yeah.
And they come out in this fucking bowl that's like bigger than your face. The bowl's bigger than your head.
Nice.
And it comes out and it's just Dude, it's one of the most amazing feeling ever.
I'm going to try. I'm
and then the next 3 days, I mean, you're like, dude, I don't feel so good. It's clogged. I need Drano.
Nice.
But yeah, man. Well, shit, I think we're about at time. Fuck, man. It's been a great time chatting with you.
Oh, man.
Where else can we find you?
You probably can find me at any McDonald's or KFC.
Shout out.
Or Costco. Literally all my socials, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I'm trying to push my YouTube right now. That's the one that it's getting the love of my heart at the moment, yeah. Trying to push it. Obviously, I'm putting up content and all that. So like, yeah. I'm blessed enough that the numbers on Instagram and TikTok are still going up. But I'm trying to get YouTube to be not the main source, but be one of the most important one.
What's your handle?
My name, Ed Rivera.
Okay.
Ed Rivera. Like, yeah. Literally, I think it's comedian or comedy, but that's Ed double D. Don't forget the double D. Cause,
double Ds. Everyone loves the
always,
good double Ds.
Always the double Ds. And yeah, make sure to just like, subscribe. Even if you don't like it, just like and subscribe.
Yeah, just tell your friends and family.
I tell everyone, like, you have Instagram? You have YouTube? I'm like,
hey,
no.
Grandma, check out this guy, yeah. Ed. Who the fuck is...
Yeah, I'm trying to like promote as much as possible.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, that's where you can find me. And obviously, this year I'm gonna be pushing a little bit more of the comedy side of it as well.
Stand up.
Yeah, yeah. Because last year I slacked off. I was just doing like some comedy shows, and that's it. Yeah. I wasn't pushing much. Same with my producing as well, because I used to produce a lot of shows. But this year I wanna see if I can. Either go around a little bit more. Like I'm not sure if I'm gonna do a tour.
Yeah.
But I'm just like looking around to see what's gonna happen, because I've been getting a lot of people knowing me more now from content than from my comedy or all that stuff. So I need to kind of like keep the vibe open.
For sure, man.
Or if they want to get a tattoo,
just lock it in. They need some tacos.
Yeah, man. Or they need some tacos. Yeah.
Or they need their houses built.
TikTok some tattoos, bro. TikTok some tattoos. The triple T's, bro. But yeah, man. I just started. It's my opinion, one of the best or biggest tattoo shops in all New Zealand. Nice. They mainly do moko, but I'm kind of like the adopted brown brother the shop, and it's called Maya Ink, and I just started there. It's a very well respected, very famous shop. All of like the famous singers, they come and get tattoos there.
Yeah.
Like the guys have had like Rihanna, fucking Sessa, all of those like really, Leroy is like the man when it comes to Maori moko. He's the top one. So I'm really blessed to be invited and be part of the team. So if anybody wants to, like, I always tell, I've been telling people now that don't get tacos, get tattoos.
Yeah,
because I don't make any money from the tacos. My wife is not; she's now the rich one now. But yeah, man, thanks so much for having me. Honestly, if you're gonna push your podcast, bro, or I'm the first and last one that you do, whatever.
Hopefully not.
Now make sure to push it. Make sure to subscribe to your podcast, bro. Get. He's trying to make it hard on this one, so make sure to follow him. I'm pretty sure. Next thing you know, he's gonna be the next Ronnie Chan from New Zealand. You never know. You could be like, man, I started seeing that guy. Look at him, where he is now.
Like, hey, is that Ronnie Chan? No, that's just Henry Chan.
Yes, Henry Chan. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, man.
Sweet.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thank you for the food.
Yeah.